Good morning, welcome everybody to our meeting of the July 28th, 2015. Call the meeting to order, Mr. Lawson, the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to the agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I guess motion carried. We had the minutes of July 21st in our packet. Any corrections, questions, concerns?
Perfect.
As we would expect.
Perfect.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Public comments, Mr. Guy. Okay. John Welsh.
First, I want to apologize in case I'm bringing this up in a wrong form, but I've already sent emails to Ms. Deaver, Mr. Arlett, and to Mr. Lopez, and I probably sent them out 3 weeks ago. I've gotten no response, so I figure this is a good way. Maybe I can get some direction. Maybe I get some names
thing.
And numbers.
Doing the right thing.
I'm a resident in Heron Bay in Lewis, and right now we're looking at some sweetheart deals, and I'm trying to figure out where they're set up, because we as a community right now, we're paying any and all expenses for our clubhouse, our pool, everything in our neighborhood, which has not been turned over to us yet. And we're paying all the utilities while our biller developer, which is the same person, Little Louis Capano III, he has two offices in our clubhouse. They use the electric, the water, the gas, sewer. We pay for everything. Now, I know before when I lived in other houses in Newcastle County and up in Pennsylvania, all the builders had their sales offices in sample homes, and they paid their utilities. We even paid for the insurance for the clubhouse. So we're insuring their prospective buyers as a community. I'm trying to figure out where this is right, because I went to the insurance commissioner, and I was told this is an agreement made between the builder and a developer, and they can't touch it. Because I asked for certificates. The only certificates LC Homes holds are on their building in North Wilmington. They hold no insurance in our community. So when I addressed LC Homes, I said, you know, it's kind of like you guys getting a new car and us paying for the insurance. He said, but we're letting you use it. Well, he's taking ownership of it then. So he should be paying part of his dues. I mean, we're not asking him to pay the whole thing, but if you're going to use our clubhouse, you're going to have space in there, you should be paying some kind of rent. We shouldn't be footing the whole bill. And it seems like everybody I've went to has more or less said, these are agreements that are done before the first foundation hits the ground, and we can't do anything about it. And we have no way of doing anything about it because we only have one vote in four on our board. They have three. Well, Little Louis just abolished our board. He's the only board member now. So he has total control. So everything we go to him with, we're told, sorry about your luck. We have plans we got off Mr. Lank's department that show all the amenities that we're supposed to get. They've been promising these for 7 years. Is there any kind of timeline to hold their feet to the fire on and say, when are we going to get these? I mean, a shed to keep our patio furniture from the pool. They tried to make us pay for one last year. It's on the plan. Basketball court, tennis court, walking trails, they're on the plan. We've had 10 people since the conception and development that have moved in looking to use those amenities have passed away. They never got to see any of them. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody needs to hold these people's feet to the fire. I don't know which direction I need to go in. I don't know who I need to contact. But I said, I've reached out. I've not seen anything come back. And, I mean, it's something that now we've been told the amenities may never come to light. We may never see them.
Who told you that?
one of the LC home, the, actually the girl in the office for sales. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know what? She said, it's an argument right now between the builder and the developer. Well, they're both little Louis III, okay? It's just he's got to take the money out of his left pocket or out of his right pocket. It shouldn't be a big argument. And if they can't figure that out, they've got bigger problems, you know, in their management than just what we're trying to get. Now, I know you folks know we pull permits on them, you know, with the help of Jessica Watson and stuff, for all the water issues we had, because LC Homes would do nothing about it. And we're looking at these, and you know what? We got it in the Cape Gazette last time. Already talked to some TV folks. You know, we're not going quietly into the night. We're going to fight this. And we deserve these. I mean, the amenities were hanging on a plan on the wall. This is what you're going to have. This was part of their sales pitch. And now we're being told it might not happen. You know, where do we need to go? Who do we need to contact? How do we need to get something done with these guys?
May I apologize if I got that email and didn't send an answer? That's strange, because I would have sent an answer to that immediately. Well, it's very important.
In your defense, it was right before you guys went to break. So might have got lost in the transition.
You did sign your name on there, your name and address and stuff on the thing up here. You got your name up there somewhere. We can see it. Is there a place to sign up there, Robin? We will be in contact with you.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
One comment, if I may, Mr. President.
No, we're not.
We'll keep moving.
Public comment. We can only go from the president. Nobody else.
Forgot it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Kramer.
Happy today.
Be careful what you say. My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, totally amazes me how stupid you guys can truly get. You're going to have a little bit of, from now, you're going to be talking about having a moratorium on off-premise signs. The same thing happened way back in the late 80s. And when they done it, It was literally done illegally. At least this go around, if you do it, you're doing it correctly. And it ended up costing me $28,000. And I ain't never forgot that. And I never will forget it. But I think it's mighty stupid to put a moratorium on these signs. It shows that you're anti-business and you don't care about business. And furthermore, you're going to have 20 days or so. And what I'm hoping for, is these companies will come in here and slap get as many permits and overload this system to no end between then, now and then. Have at it.
R.L. Hughes.
R.L.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. My name is R.L. Hughes, and I am very fortunate to be here today as the new chief of police for the town of Georgetown. And my reason for stopping in today is I had a chance to talk to Mr. Wilson last night at an Indian River School Board meeting is to come and say thank you. We recently installed, as a result of a grant here from the county, new entry doors at our police department. Please stop by 335 North Ray Street. Please stop by anytime to see that. And also some security enhancements are coming in as well as a result of that grant. So I just wanted to today just say thank you. And not only as the chief of police, but as a resident here in Sussex County, it's kind of good to be home too. So thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations, Dario. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. first item of business is a wastewater agreement. Contained in your packet was information related to Sussex County Project 81-04, Americana Bayside Phase 1 Revision 5, Town Center, Agreement Number 341-5. The system connection charges were $23,100. The County Engineering Department approved this March 30, 2015. Department of Natural Resources on July 17, 2015. Construction days 30. Construction admin and inspection cost $24,668, with a total combined construction cost of $164,454. Unless you have any other questions, I have a proposed motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 341-5, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the Carl M. Freeman Companies and for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Phase 1, Revision 5 Town Center, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
We are coming close to the 10:15 hearing. How about I skip forward, read the admin report? I don't have enough time to do the other two items.
That'd be fine.
Thank you, sir. County Administrator's report for July 28, 2015. Item number one, the Delaware Solid Waste Authority report. There were 36,816 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of April, May, and June 2015. Attached are the reports received for each month. Item number two, attached, please find the cost statistics for the fire and ambulance call board. For June 2015, there were 15,770 calls handled for the month of June. Of those 911 calls, 80% were made from wireless phones. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We're at 10:15. We'll have our public hearing now for the proposed Marsh Farm Estates expansion of the Angles Sewer District.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place of for the public hearing for the proposed Marsh Farms Estates expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Rob Davis from the County Engineering Department will give a brief presentation to Council. After that presentation, Council will have an opportunity to pose questions. After that point, there will be an opportunity for the public to comment on this. After the public comments, then the public hearing will be closed and the council may act. Mr. Davis.
Thank you. Good morning, all.
Morning. Morning.
The public hearing this morning will consider a property owner's request to annex two parcels of land into the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. You want me to wait?
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
The parcels are located west of Camp Arrowhead Road, north of Angola Road, south of the John Williams Highway or Route 24. The area totals approximately 33.75 acres and is shown yellow and cross-hatched on the screens and on the map in your packet. I came to County Council on June 16, 2015 and received permission to prepare and post public hearing notices. Notices with a map of the area is attached in your packet. The area proposed for annexation is shown cross-hatched. The two parcels are part of a proposed development called Marsh Farm Estates. A third parcel of the development was previously annexed into the sewer district. The proposed development is for 134 single-family homes on approximately 93.09 acres. Public hearing notices were posted in the sewer district, on the two parcels of land, and on Sussex County's website on July 7, 2015. And to date, we've received no comments regarding the proposed annexation.
Okay, any questions from council? Seeing none at this point, is there anyone from the public that would like to comment? Anyone from the public that would like to address this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if you desire to act on the matter.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public comment, and I guess you need to read the short title.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, ANSSD, to include two parcels of land located west of County Road 279, tax map reference 234-12, parcels 15 and 16.
Pleasure, Council.
Yes, to adopt.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I have one question. I'm assuming that they asked for this and we went through all the procedures and
yes, ma'am.
All that. And I'm just thanking you that it's close to Love Creek, and I'm so appreciative that County C sewer is there instead of cesspools or septics. Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments or questions from council? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson, we're back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.